Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Metal Geeks podcast. This is sort of a sequel, like the new Star Wars is. This is a sequel
to... A little bit of an awakening?
Awakening. This is our continuation of episode number 92. This is like 92.5 or something like that.
Hey, yeah, I guess.
Let's call it that.
Or 93-ish, whatever.
90, yeah, somewhere in there. I think 92.5.
Easy listening.
92.5. So...
Radio DJ.
Justin and Dave had to go back to their family, so...
It is almost Christmas time.
Myself and my wife, we just got back from our trip to Las Vegas and Disneyland, and we wanted to talk about it while it was still fresh in our minds, basically.
We wanted to basically brag in front of my face.
No, not bragging.
Yeah, I wanted to see the look on my face as y'all tell me everything y'all do.
Hey, you got to go to Disneyland last year, so...
Yeah.
So... You can't complain too much.
I was only there for one day. You were there for 4 days.
Three and a half glorious, crazy days. 3.5.
We're sticking with the decimal system.
A lot of 0.5 in this episode, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right. So.
I'd really.
I don't think we want to know.
So, welcome to the show, The Voice from the Other Room, otherwise known as my wife.
Why are you saying it like that?
You don't remember Borat?
Borat.
Well, take my wife, please.
I don't remember that at all. I've only seen it a few times, but
So my wife Kim is here. The voice from the other room actually gets to get her voice on the show.
It's actually in the room this time.
She's on
the
mic.
Other room,
and she's ready with Google to correct me with anything I'm wrong with.
Well, that she's good at that.
She's good at that.
I try.
So of course George is here, and we want to talk about our trip we just got back from. Number one, let's just preface it. Had a fucking blast at Disneyland, even though it was balls to the walls crowded.
Balls to the stroller.
I call it nut the butt, because you can't walk without being right against somebody.
Yeah.
It's personal space was always invaded. It was never, you know.
Personal space? There was personal space there?
Yeah, I don't think you can really have a personal bubble when you go to Disneyland.
No, not really. So let's talk about the beginning of the trip. We left on a Tuesday night. We flew into Vegas, right?
Mm-hmm.
We spent 3 nights at the Luxor Hotel.
That's the pyramid looking.
The Pyramid Hotel. Yeah. I've stayed there a long time ago when I was younger. I used to spend a lot of time in Vegas with my family.
Yeah.
My dad loved to gamble, and he took us to Vegas a lot. I was always too young to do anything.
Did you go to Circus a lot?
We went to Circus a lot. We did. We didn't go to Circus this trip at all.
No.
We didn't get that far down the strip.
It's not very nice.
I know. Yeah. Well, we stayed there last time. But I actually enjoyed the Luxor. The rooms were decent. Everything was fine. My only complaint about where we were located...
Is because Mind Freak was there?
Our elevator bank was right next to where Chris Angel Mind Freak was.
Yeah.
And we had to walk by the posters, and we had to... Ugh. Our hallway to get to the elevator...
You know, you like seeing him.
Looked right into the gift shop. Every time you walk by, it's like Chris Angel fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Come on, you know you want to learn how to float like Chris Angel.
No, not really. So, we saw that a lot. Carrot Top also has a show.
Carrot Top still has a show?
Yeah, at the Luxor.
Oh, yeah. Buffed up Carrot Top, which is like still weird.
He's all roided out now.
So, there was this weird channel on the TV. It was like, you know, the Luxor channel. And it was like,
yeah, it's
really,
like their ad space.
Yeah, yeah, it was really horribly done of like this... Of Carrot Top going around the hotel doing all the different things. And
okay.
Him and Chris Angel together was fucking horrific.
They did a commercial together?
Well, it's not a commercial. It's sort of like a...
I'd say infomercial, but
like
it's...
Like an infomercial, yeah. An infomercial for the hotel that played 24/7 all over. It was like a 20-minute show that would just replayed over and over.
Basically...
They all have that.
A promo piece for the show.
Yeah, pretty much. But, so, what did you think of the Luxor Hotel?
You know, it was nice. It was just one of those, because, you know, when you're younger or you don't know anything about Vegas, you see the cool pyramid and, you know, all that. So, that's cool.
Did you go all the way up to the top? Do they allow people to go all the way up to the top?
I don't know.
We were on the, 30th floor?
We
were in the pyramid. Our hotel room was in the pyramid.
They have that was.
Other towers now, too.
They have to.
But
no, we're on the fourth floor, aren't we? Because the pyramid's not that tall, is it?
It's pretty tall.
Yeah, we're on the fourth floor.
We're on the fourth floor.
We're on the 30th floor in the other hotel. That's right.
Correct.
Okay, so our view was not very grandiose.
It was like the back end. Not even the back end to water. It was just the back end to the lot.
To the desert?
No, it was just like another building or another, like maybe part of the towers or something. Building.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it was. But
whatever.
It was all good intentions. We woke up early the next morning. We were going to go to the fucking gym and work out.
Oh, well, we did, yeah.
The spa was closed, so you couldn't get to the spa area. They were redoing stuff, so you had to actually go outside to get to the gym.
Uh-huh.
It was fucking cold.
Yeah.
Really? It was cold?
It was cold the whole week we were there.
Yeah, it was like in the 40s or 50s in there.
Hot here in Houston.
I know, which is weird.
Yeah.
It was like in the 80s for the past 2 weeks.
That's crazy. We went to a discount mall. Actually had to buy another sweater because it was cold. Something nice to wear around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My old man sweater.
His old man sweater.
I saw pictures of you wear it. It was like a cardigan, right?
Yeah. It's a cardigan.
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
That's how you know he's getting old. He's got the old man hat and old man sweater.
Hell yeah. I lost my hat the first day in Vegas, too.
You lost your hat?
He lost his hat.
Great hat.
Your baseball or your cabbie?
His old man hat. Yeah, that we call.
So the wind blew it away or what?
So
no.
I don't know. We just lost it somehow. We actually wound up going to a Target and I bought a new hat and we bought a bottle of rum. And soda and like cups and stuff, so we could drink.
Which is strange, yeah, because here in Texas they don't sell hard liquor in the stores. They sell beer, wine cooler, stuff like that. You have to go to a liquor and spirits store. So that was just totally strange to us because we're not used to it.
Go to Walgreens and buy hard liquor in Vegas.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
In California too. California we went to a Target on the way to Disneyland to get some supplies and stuff, and they had alcohol there too.
You know, they got to stand, be able to stand those children for so long in Disneyland.
So what did we do on the first day? We went downtown for a little bit, walked around like
on the
Fremont,
strip?
The Fremont area.
Downtown area.
Old Vegas?
Yeah,
or?
Old Vegas.
Yes. Okay.
Fremont.
Where they had like the LED thing up on top.
Yeah, we didn't go at night, so that wasn't turned on. We've seen that before, though. It was all right.
Yeah, last time we were there.
We ate at this place at the Plaza Hotel, which is right there. We went to the discount. We went to a couple like discount malls around the area.
Yeah,
there's one right over by downtown.
I don't know anything about malls over there, and I've never been to
like,
a mall.
They're
in
like
Vegas.
Outlet malls,
the outlet malls type of
outlet
stuff,
malls.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, they have a couple of them over there.
And then we ate lunch at the Hatch House of Go-Go.
Ugh,
holy
my
crap!
My stomach
dude.
Just ugh.
All right,
you sound like it was disgusting.
It's like. What is the one thing at Bennigan's that you eat that's so good?
The Monte Cristo.
Like a Monte Cristo, then it like just makes you feel sick and you never want to eat it again.
Because it's all deep fried?
Because it's so rich.
It's all deep fried.
Yeah.
The food at this place is horrifically huge. I mean.
Well, that's the whole point of Vegas is everything is supposed to be like.
In excess.
An excess of everything.
Not the band.
No, not in excess because there was no hanging after we ate.
Aw, keep it classy.
So we ordered two things, right? We ordered a Snickers pancake.
Yeah, or flapjack, whatever
really
they call it.
Those are good.
Have you had that?
Yeah, I had that last time I was there.
Did you go to that restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, they make these ginormous pancakes.
There's like four or five in the area.
Mm-hmm.
But
I've been to the original one there, or the first one there on the strip.
I mean, it's a huge pancake, bigger than your head.
Yeah, it's huge.
Bigger than like both of our heads put together. And we're like, how does it make? She's like, oh, they take a Snickers bar and they cut up and throw it in the pancake.
Yeah,
like,
that's exactly how they do it.
Yeah, really?
That's exactly, okay.
And the other thing we got was like the special man versus food thing.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Oh, my God.
Because she suggested it and she's like, oh, you'll love it. So, you know, being ignorant tourist we are.
Okay. No, it looked good. Okay, so what it was... Okay, it was a base of mashed potatoes with biscuits.
Oh, man. When I went last time, my friend got the exact same thing.
Okay.
I know what you're talking about.
It had spinach on it, bacon, and then, like, fried chicken breast. Like, and then it was covered with cheese and, like, just chipotle gravy.
Chipotle gravy.
Oh, my.
Was it the Andy's sage fried chicken or something else?
No, it wasn't the sage fried chicken.
It was something else, but it was fried chicken.
It was the weak, man. That thing killed us.
Did you poop it all out?
Probably. Probably so.
Immediately.
We took the pancake home. We left it. We're like, we're not going to finish this. We don't want this. We want the rest of the pancake, though.
That Snickers pancake is delicious.
Yes, it is.
It's super sweet, but I love it.
Yeah.
I have a bad sweet tooth, so that's why I like it.
We're munching on it the next morning, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it's still good cold. It's good.
So what else did y'all do after that?
We walked around, you know, downtown a little bit. What
did y'all
did
actually
do?
Walk the strip at any point, or did y'all just hung around in Fremont?
We walked the strip a lot.
Yep. All the bridges that went over.
Yep.
Saw all the homeless people just chilling on the bridge.
Yeah. Yep. Did y'all go to, like, New York, New York?
We did go to New York. So the first night.
Little New York, I think it's called.
Our first night that we were there, had tickets for Penn and Teller.
Yeah. Yes.
So
where's that show at?
It's at the Rio,
right?
Yeah, which is a little bit, it's a couple blocks off the strip, you know, to the south a little bit.
It's not
bit.
Far from the strip.
It's right past the I-5. I-15. I can't remember. Whichever freeway goes right
there
next to the strip.
There is a 15, train that takes you there if you need to get there.
So what we decided to do that night is we drove there. We had a rental car the whole week, which is great because, like, remember last time that we was like, I don't remember parking being so abundant.
Yeah.
But. There's self-parking everywhere. It was super easy.
Well, it's Vegas. It's open field everywhere.
No, I mean, like, parking garages and stuff.
Parking garages, yeah.
So we decided to eat In-N-Out Burger on the way over there. Which
I like
we did.
So
like
quick and easy, and everybody's
had a little
like,
In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Then we went to go to the burger place. I'm sorry. So we went to Penn & Teller, which was fun.
It's a classy show, everybody.
Kim's a big fan of Penn.
Yeah. Of his podcasts.
Of his podcast.
Penn
and
Sunday
that.
School.
So, we got really cheap tickets.
I'm a big fan of Bullshit.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Good show, too.
Fullis, you know, stuff
and
like that.
Yeah, Fullis is great.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Before the show, when you get to your seats, they have a jazz, like, duo playing.
Hmm.
And one of the guys in the band is actually Penn playing. He plays, like, an upright bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's playing most of the intro show. And, like, I remember this lady, like, next to us. She's like, is that Penn playing? I'm like, did you now just figure that out? He's been playing for like 15, 20 minutes, lady.
He's a tall-ass motherfucker.
I know, right?
You're like, come on. And they keep like panning between him and Mike Jones, I believe, who is the
Mike
piano
Jones.
Player.
Who?
This guy named Mike Jones. Not the rapper.
Not that Mike Jones.
I'm joking, guys. Yeah. You're supposed to play along.
I know.
If you're a Houston fan, you know what I'm talking about.
It's unfortunately.
Mike Jones.
I've never heard his stuff, though.
Oh, I'm sure you have.
I have not.
You've probably heard one song.
Moving on. So they did their brand of magic. It was funny. It was fun.
What was the coolest, like, big illusion that they did?
The bullet
I've always wanted...
The bullet trick, yeah, at the end of the do.
Is where Teller shoots Penn?
Yeah, the glass thing. They shoot each other.
Mm.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, they did a lot of audience participation stuff.
Did you feel like you figured out some of the tricks?
Well, they showed us some of the tricks. Like, hey, well, you know, this is...
They showed us
the cutting the woman in half type of thing.
Well, they always do that. It's like that's their staple.
I saw that on
their shtick.
On the TV show.
That's their staple like highlight joke that they do at every show.
But I mean, I thought it was gonna be a little bit longer, but it was.
It's an hour, right?
Hour and a half.
I think it was an hour and a half.
It felt a little bit shorter or a little bit. Yeah, I don't know.
David Copperfield, I went to go see when I was the last time I went to Vegas, and I was a little underwhelmed, too.
Really?
I mean, because it's David fucking Copperfield. You expect, like, this giant spectacle, but it really wasn't.
He's all hair and makeup. That's all he is.
We had good seats. I mean, we got cheap seats for, like, Living Social or one of those websites. It was, like, $60 per person to see it.
Mm.
And we were on the mezzanine second level. We were right behind the sound booster, so we had...
Cool.
An uninstructed view. It was great. I went to Jew because like it was cool because like to see the guys get into the sound booth area and the lighting all that. They actually had to climb down a little bit of stair.
A little ladder thing.
Yeah, a little
or something.
Ladder.
It was weird.
So it was like there was like nobody in front of us. It was pretty nice.
Did y'all see any other shows besides Penn and Teller?
Nope, that was the only one. We were going to see some other, but the one show that we really wanted to see was Beatles Love. And that was dark the week we were there.
Yeah.
Any of the other Cirque du Soleil shows playing? Or
yeah, there were other ones, but I think they were a little more pricey we wanted to pay.
Yeah,
or
a little bit. We did our big show that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got to meet them after the show.
I saw the picture.
Which is
awesome.
Really
cool.
Penn calls everybody boss. Male, female, whoever you are.
Yeah.
Hey, boss. How's it going, boss? Hey, boss. Come on over here. Get a picture. Hey, boss.
Well,
it's funny because we went... The first time we went, got Penn, and we got our picture, and we bought like a, she got bought a book, and we had the postcard thing to get signed.
Uh-huh. And was the line long?
It was a little bit of people. I mean, most people that were still sticking around were there to get, you know, pictures and stuff. And then we went and got our picture with Teller, and he like grabbed your phone and does like a selfie.
Yeah, he's the master of selfie.
Cool.
I mean, he's like,
nice.
You know how you do with your DSLR? He was the master of the cell phone selfie.
He's it's weird to hear him talk to you, though.
Yeah, because his shtick is to be quiet.
Right, and he did a magic trick for a little kid that was like there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then we were like, oh, hey, we have the tickets. Let's go get one of the ticket stubs signed for Dave.
Mm.
Because
He's a fan.
Dave's a big fan of Penn. So I was like, oh, cool, let's go do that. We waiting in line for Penn again. He's like, you guys again.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I like remember,
I was like, can we get a selfie too? We took our selfie.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Very cool.
He was real nice.
I'm excited. That was one of the shows I wanted to see last time I was in Vegas, but they were dark last time.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were there. They weren't playing much in December. Like, one of the, that first night we were there was like the only night.
Yeah, then they went to somewhere, I want to say like North Dakota or something. And they did some, they did a couple shows, and then they were going to come back.
We were lucky to get those tickets. That's how we sort of planned our trip around that show. So the next day, which was Thursday, we decided just to hang out and just do whatever. So first thing we did.
Walk around the strip, basically.
We walked from our Luxor hotel. We walked, you know, we walked over New York. First thing we did, we went to the Hershey World.
Yeah.
And bought way too many Hershey's Kisses, flavors that you've never seen before.
Well, I'm sure you have. It's just,
or stuff that they don't make anymore. Currently selling.
Yeah.
Well, stuff you don't want to buy a huge bag of. You just want to, I want two or three of these. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can make your own combinations and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So we did that.
And they got every paraphernalia in Hershey's.
Yes, I do.
Jeez. Like
we walked around New York a little bit. What did we do for breakfast that morning? I don't even remember. We went to McDonald's or something in our hotel.
One
morning we went to the place that
we
like?
The first morning we went to Del Taco.
Del Taco, yeah.
We drove to Del Taco.
Because they have green chili quesadillas, which are really good. Green chili
quesadillas, breakfast quesadillas are pretty bomb.
Yeah.
It's like the sophisticated Taco Bell.
They're bomb, yo.
We ate at Del Taco like three times on this trip.
Dude, you can get chicken tacos and french fries. How do they do the french fries? That's awesome.
The curly fries?
Yeah.
They're like
the curly fries or crinkle fries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's just great.
So I've never gotten fries at Del Taco, so I couldn't tell you.
You get the
it's one of the combos,
taco combo with fries. It's still not good for you, but delicious.
But it tastes
like our whole trip was still not good for us,
before
but
before you
delicious.
Know it, Del Taco is going to be a sponsor, Metal Geeks Watch.
I wish.
We'll take that.
They closed Del Taco here in Houston, so.
Did they really?
Yeah, the one that was here.
No shit.
And that one we went to last year?
On Westheimer, yeah.
Wow, I didn't know they closed.
So, that we from the Hershey store, we walked over across the street to the
M&M World.
We went to Coke store.
Went to Coke first.
And they have a sample tasting, right?
Yeah, we can try all the different Coca-Colas.
It's like $8, and you get two trays full of like eight cups each, right?
Yeah.
They don't give you too much.
No, they give you too much.
By that second tray, I was done. I'm like, okay, no more soda. I'm soda'd out.
Yeah, we were.
If you're a Disney fan and you know what the Beverly is, fucking disgusting.
The Beverly?
I'll have to post a picture of me.
You mean the Coca-Cola fan? Because you said Disney.
Disney fan. If you're a Disney fan, they have at Epcot, they have a Coca-Cola thing, right?
Yeah.
Where they have them on tap. You can just try little flavors of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Beverly on tap there. Most nasty shit you've ever seen.
Yeah, I did the sample tray last time I was in Vegas. Yeah.
Do you remember the Beverly?
No. I remember trying some that I didn't enjoy, so it was...
Yeah. It's really bitter, really... Yeah.
Yeah.
A picture of Carrie going,
it's the one
to expect going into it. I'm like, oh, this is going to suck.
You should post that on Twitter.
I think I will.
Yeah, you should.
This will go along with the episode. This is the Beverly picture. Oh, it's disgusting. But we were like, hey, no more soda.
Should I take a picture with the polar bear?
There was no polar bear. The polar bear wasn't there.
It wasn't out.
Oh, man. That sucks. That's like my favorite thing there at the Coca-Cola store.
So, where do we go next? We went over to the M&M store.
M&M store is pretty boss.
They had that little 3D movie, which is interesting.
Yeah, if you say so. Interesting is pushing it.
It's free.
Yeah, it's also very dated.
It's for the kiddos.
Yeah, we watched it.
That store, the M&M world feels like very 90s every time you walk in.
Yeah, well, it is. So we bought a bunch of fucking flavors of M&Ms.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this is going to be expensive. So we didn't go to the line downstairs. So we're like, let's go up. We'll go watch the show, and then we'll check out upstairs somewhere. We went up to like the last floor, was like the fourth floor,
right?
The race car level.
Yeah.
And we go to the checkout counter, and we like give her a bag, and she's like, "Oh, that's like what, 20 cents?" We're like, "Wait, what?
A whole bag?"
It was maybe a third of a bag. We're
not
like,
much.
"What?" I was like, "I'm not putting 20 cents on my credit card." I'm like, "What?" So we walked around for like, this would have been really $4 or $5 worth of M&Ms.
Yeah, their scale was a little off.
Yeah, the scale was way off.
Awesome.
So we wound up buying a $2 like carry bag of
M&Ms.
Perfect.
It would last you for the whole trip.
Yeah, pretty much what we did. So we had a lot of M&Ms, a lot of chocolate that day.
The bad thing is we were up there on the fourth floor at the race car, never found Jerry.
Jerry.
That's because he drove so goddamn fast.
Who the hell's Jerry?
He never did win no checkered flag.
It's a Primus song.
Oh my God, I just now caught what you're trying to say. Like, what are you talking about?
But you know what? He never did come in last.
That's right.
That's what's important.
That's why you didn't see him, because you were there late.
No, he already drove off so fast.
I feel like a moron for not catching that reference.
You're like, huh? Jerry? Who's Jerry?
I'm like, what Jerry?
One thing you might not know about me, I am a huge Primus fan. So.
Are you going to go see him when they're in town? With Tool?
No, I'm not a Tool fan.
Oh, with Tool is probably sold out by then.
Yeah, I saw Primus.
I think
Tool sells out.
I saw them last year when they did like in April this year actually. They came and did I won tickets on like
Willy Wonka
Facebook.
Show.
The Willy Wonka thing. Right? Yeah.
It was cool.
That's a weird album.
It was awesome live though. I'll tell you much. Tell you that much. What did we do for dinner?
For lunch, we had a fabulous lunch.
Oh, yeah, we walked over to the Mirage Hotel.
Mm, and I like the Mirage.
We ate the Carnegie Deli because
that's one of my favorite.
Like good
places.
Jews, we are. Yeah,
dude, Carnegie Deli though. Even if you're like not into New York food, Carnegie Deli is really awesome.
We had their fries were fucking great.
Their fries were good.
They were on point. They were like perfect.
I just like going in the Mirage too. It's a really nice hotel.
Yeah, where I used to stay a lot when I was a kid at the Mirage. My parents loved that hotel. But we shared a huge ass pastrami and corned beef sandwich.
Uh-huh.
And we had the
some matzo ball soup,
which wasn't
great.
It tasted very prepackaged.
Yeah, there's no chicken or nothing good like that.
Judgmental Jews now.
Maybe we were.
Well, I'm judgmental. He's the Jew.
And what else did we do that night? We walked a little bit more down the strip. We just checked out a bunch of the different hotels.
See any hookers?
I don't remember seeing any hookers.
Really? It's too cold, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of weird people on the street.
A lot of people in horrible costumes.
Did you take any picture? Weird
Hollywood Boulevard stuff going on there now.
Yeah, totally.
Like the weird Minions costume and the weird Minnie Mouse costume.
That's always been there.
I don't remember seeing that. Like,
at least for the last four times I've been
to
Vegas.
The last time we were in Vegas was like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
The last four times I've been to Vegas, that's always there. Like people in like really crappy Transformers costumes. And
the guy with the horrible Minions. Mickey Mouse that they probably got at the flea market costume.
It's called Cracky Mouse.
Cracky Mouse.
Okay, thank you. That's perfect.
That's pretty much right.
Did y'all see the Riviera's fountain show?
The Bellagio?
Yeah, Bellagio.
Yeah, we did that on the last night. We drove by one time.
What song did y'all get? Oh, y'all drove by. Y'all didn't stop.
No, last night we watched it. I don't even remember what it was.
You don't remember the song?
No.
I mean, it was very short. It was just a couple minutes.
It was like 3 minutes. We're like, okay,
well, it's usually not a very long show.
So that night, what else did we do? Where did we go? Oh,
We
checked out some hotels. We went to, what hotel was that?
Mirage, I believe.
Mirage, yeah. We went to the Beatles area. Because it was
unfortunately Cirque du Soleil shows.
Yeah, it was unfortunately dark that week, but the shop was still open.
Yeah, the shop's always open.
So we got some cool stuff there. I got a really cool, like a drum head magnet.
Mm.
And she got a really cool...
I got a cool hat.
Cool hat.
Which I love.
Yeah?
It's cool. I asked the girl that worked in the Beatles shop, I'm like, how much do you hate the Beatles music?
I love it.
She's like, I hate the Beatles songs.
Oh,
except for one song that she said she liked.
Hey Jude is the only song she didn't hate. That's the song that I don't like the most.
Really? You don't like
Hey Jude?
It's okay.
It's a fun song to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but it's
maybe
not the most.
Maybe you don't like the Beatles.
I love the Beatles. They said Hey Jude, a lot. We saw they were preparing for the Republican convention at the...
is that what was happening in
Venetian?
Vegas at the time?
Yeah.
It was
actually the day we got back.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's preface this. We're from Texas, right? And to get away from all the countryness and cowboy
Hicks
stuff.
And rednecks.
And we get to Vegas, and guess what's going on that week?
Republican weekend.
There's a rodeo.
A bloody, like, cowboy convention
going on.
I told you, y'all stole the weather from Texas.
Seriously.
And y'all took all the country
there was
guys with
freaking people in cowboy hats. Everywhere. People that should not have been wearing cowboy hats are wearing cowboy hats and belt buckles and shit.
Nice.
Fucking annoying.
Yeah.
really annoying.
So we have to deal with that in like February and March with the rodeo comes
to
town.
Right?
I don't want to deal with it now when I'm on vacation.
So where do we go? We were going around different hotels trying to figure out what we're going to do that night. We actually wound up going to one of the best burgers I had on the trip.
Yeah.
It's Bobby Flay's Burger Palace.
Yeah.
The only problem is I can't stand
Bobby's
Bobby
Burger Palace.
I like Bobby.
Really?
Bobby? God damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
Damn burger. Sell burgers and burger sixers.
I like, Burger Place was pretty good. It's a Gordon Ramsay place.
We looked at, in our hotel, second hotel that we were at, playing Hollywood. And we looked at the menu. We had one last day. It was either Gordon Ramsay's burger or it was the buffet.
Mm.
So we had to take our pick.
And it was honestly about the same price.
Yeah, it was about the same price to eat at the buffet. So we're like, let's do the buffet.
So let's do the buffet,
We can go there next time.
I try to stay away from buffets because I always overeat.
Yeah.
We That's true. But you always kind of have to do at least once.
Yeah, we did one buffet the whole trip.
Caesar Palace buffet is pretty infamous.
But we had a great discount with our hotel room at the hotel. So, I mean,
of course. They want you to stay in the hotel.
It was like $19 for one person. And we got the second one for like $17 for a lunch buffet. It's pretty good.
Cool. Did you gamble at all?
I gambled $1.80
the whole trip. That's right.
Goodness gracious. What did you play? Did you play the penny slots?
No, yeah. I did, but it was Walking Dead. It was a Walking Dead machine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm not a big gambler. That's not what we went. No, we're not. We just went to have fun and get away and be
tourists. That's the whole point.
Yeah. The
next time you got to try your hand at like cards.
Bobby's Burger. See, I'm not good at that stuff. I need somebody there that can teach me what I'm doing.
I was the same way last time I went, and I had a dealer who taught me how to play.
That's okay. Nice.
And basically, he would tell me what cards to play. Like, you don't want to hit now.
My dad, when he went to Vegas, he loved playing craps. That was his game.
Craps is a fun game to play, but you can either win big or lose big.
Yeah, he probably lost big.
Yeah,
I remember him.
But what's really cool about it is you can. There's different games to bet on. You don't just have to play the roll of the dice. You can kind of just bet on other people.
I remember when I was younger with my mom and my dad in Vegas. My dad made me promise my mom that not to tell her how much money that he lost. He's like, "I'll take you to the mall. I'm going to buy you something nice." That's why I wound up with my first Game Gear. I was bored. My mom took me to like the fashion show mall. And she's like, "Okay, your dad said you can buy something at the game shop. You want a portable game system to play?" Because I was like, "Yeah." And that was when the Game Gear just came out, you know?
He's like, "Don't tell your mom and I'll buy you a GoBot."
Right? Oh, I also got the TV tuner for the Game Gear at that point. Yeah, it didn't work for shit.
I was like, they had a TV too. It was
horrible.
Where you could play on the TV.
We walked around the fashion show mall, and I remember we got to this one area, right? And I remember there was a Suncoast Video in that store.
Suncoast Video.
Aww.
And I remember buying my very first Nirvana shirt at that mall in Las Vegas when I was younger. Yeah. Things you remember, right?
Smelled like Teen Spirit.
I did smell it. It was actually, it was a...
I did smell like Teen Spirit.
I did.
Perspiration and desperation.
What's the other, the blue cover? Never mind. The one right before it.
Incesticide.
That's the album cover that I got.
It was cool. With all the little molecules and stuff on it.
Yeah. That was cool. I used to wear the hell out of that t-shirt. And my flannel out. Yeah.
Best Nirvana album? Bleach.
Bleach. I agree on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Nirvana fan. I saw them live.
I saw them live
twice, actually.
That'd been awesome.
The first time I saw them once, it was at, what's the name of that?
Lollapalooza?
Club? No. It was the club that got...
Oh.
That was...
Not just a Karma or anything.
No, it was the one on Washington. I can't think of the name of it now.
The Abyss?
The Abyss.
Or Vatican?
Vatican is what it called. Was it called when I saw them.
And here in Houston?
Yeah.
I know.
And then I saw them at the Astro Arena with Shonen Knife opened up. That's when they were huge.
Who?
Shonen Knife?
I had no.
Japanese rock band?
No.
You remember them?
No. Were they on MTV?
Yeah, they were.
They were?
Yeah. They were pretty popular for a while.
I would have to see a video. I don't recall.
Yeah, look them up. You'll remember them. Shonen Knife.
I was like, because I watched MTV. I'm an MTV generation.
So yeah, let's go back to the Bobby's Burger Palace real quick. Bobby?
This is Bobby Flay.
It's actually really good because it's sort of a fast foody type of place.
But they're
fancy.
You go in there,
you order at the counter, and then they bring you your food.
Right.
And we sat at the counter, we were looking out on Las Vegas Boulevard. It was fun. I had I don't even remember what I had. It was like red peppers and stuff on it. But we had a dark chocolate milkshake.
Yeah. Oh, that was fabulous.
That was fucking good.
So you would say, safe to say, that's your favorite meal that you had in Vegas?
My favorite burger.
Oh, so what was your?
It was my only burger they had.
So what was your favorite meal overall your whole trip in Vegas?
Maybe.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Like, if you would like say, "Oh, I need to go back and eat there again."
Probably the burger place.
Yeah, I'd go back there again for sure.
I'd go back there.
All right, so there you go.
I mean, there's other ones in the country. It's not just Vegas. There's like, you know, Myrtle Beach and other places like that.
It's not just in Vegas.
No, there's one in Orlando, I think too, but. So what else did we do? So the next morning we actually got up and we drove to Disneyland. Drove to Anaheim. It's about a 4-hour drive from Vegas.
What was the view like from there?
There was these weird things we don't see really here in the Houston area called mountains.
Wow.
Desert.
And it was very windy driving down.
Snow-capped mountains?
No, there was no snow.
Really? As cold as it was, there was no snow caps.
She's showing a picture of the mountains right now.
It looks a little snow cappy from the pictures.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think a little bit.
Who knows?
But, you know, you're just not used to going through that. And, of course, you know, driving, kind of like when you're on an airplane, your ears kind of pop.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, so getting used to that.
Because going from Vegas to Anaheim, there's such an altitude elevation. Drop, you know, drop. Because you're going down the mountain. Okay. Just like Jane's Addiction.
I'm not a Jane's Addiction fan.
But
I know the mountain song.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, going down. I know that song that you're making.
That's
a reference
the song.
To.
That's what the song is about. It's going from Las Vegas to Anaheim.
Is it really?
I have no idea.
Well, no, it's it's gonna be a drug trip or something like that.
I always thought it was about drugs.
Yeah.
Maybe it is. But no, it was a
on drugs
drive.
When you're going from Vegas to.
So we stayed at an extended stay hotel, right? We checked in, unpacked a little bit, and then went straight to the parks to get our passes and stuff, which was cool. It was very crowded that weekend, I gotta say.
Yeah.
A lot more crowded than I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be a little bit more manageable, but
Disneyland.
Yes. So the first thing we did when we get in the park is we go to Disneyland proper. And we go what did we do first?
Take a selfie in front of the railroad tracks?
No, we didn't do that. We were going to do that.
That's like the first thing you're supposed to do.
There was a line every time we were either coming or going.
You just tell people to get the fuck away.
We went on Star Tours first.
They had a queue for it was so long.
Take a picture in front of the Mickey Mouse flower bed by the railroad track?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a queue to take pictures.
Yeah.
Wow.
There was a line. Crowded, it was crazy.
So we did Star Tours that night. Then we did a couple other things. We went and met up with...
How awesome is Star Tours?
Okay. Let's talk about Star Tours. The whole Tomorrowland area... Actually, the first thing we did, we ate lunch when we got there, remember? We ate the... Yeah. We both had the... You had a Sith burger too, right?
Yeah.
The dark Sith burger, right?
Sith burger.
Yeah. So it was actually for Sing
Not
Park.
Not shit burger.
No. It's Sith. Sith.
Sith.
Sith.
Don't make fun of my lisp.
I'm not. Just,
I'm influencing on. So
for being
you.
A theme park burger, it was actually quite tasty because they mixed meat with chorizo.
I was about to ask if the bun was black.
The bun was black.
Yeah, it was black.
Really? Was your poop weird?
No, my poop never changed colors.
It was just
which because that was the whole thing about Burger King.
Burger King had something weird in their burger,
but
I guess.
It had like a little fried peppers on it, and it was actually really good for theme park burger.
Cool.
That's the only burger that we ate in the park, you know?
Yeah, because I mean...
You have a picture of it?
We looked at a picture of it online.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to post some of the stuff in our show notes.
I believe it had like fried pickles or fried like peppers or jalapenos
fried
on
peppers.
It as well.
It was like cherry peppers or something. I don't remember exactly what it were.
Yeah.
But then we walked over to the Disneyland Hotel to Trader Sam's, which is a really cool tiki bar.
Mm-hmm.
We met up with Paul Berry from Window to the Magic.
Yeah.
He does a weekly meetup like every Friday night.
So and you were on his show, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I'll talk about that. That was the next day. So we hung out with him for a while. Had a really expensive drink. We ordered two drinks. It was like $40.
What the hell did you have?
Also, because you got the drink.
I got the collector's cup.
The collector's cup.
Which was like $8 more, but still, it was expensive.
It's Disney.
But you're on vacation.
What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
Screw it.
What did we do for dinner that night? I don't even remember.
I think we got something out of the park, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
I think
did.
We went back to our favorite place when we go.
We went to Del Taco.
Yeah, Del Taco.
Right.
We're creatures of habit.
Do you remember the guy that we hung out with that night? Do you remember his name now?
Oh, yeah.
One of the nice gentlemen we met.
Brian.
Brian. We met this dude at the get-together for Window to the Magic. A really cool guy. He's like, hey, I'm going to go back to the park. And I was like, hey, we got going back to the park because we had Star Tours... fast passes for like $8.50 or something like that.
At night?
Yeah.
What time
closed at midnight every night.
Last time we went to Disneyland, which was a year ago, I didn't leave the park till 2 a.m.
Yeah, they were open from 8 to midnight every day. So we went back with him. We took the monorail back from downtown Disney into Tomorrowland. And then we actually went over to wait in line for It's a Small World Holiday. That is super cool.
Cool?
Very cool.
Cool is okay.
I am a Disney uber geek. I love It's a Small World. There's something about that ride that reminds me of my childhood. It just brings me back.
I've never ridden it, so I cannot say anything.
Well, you should ride it. It's very... What they do... The holiday overlay is very, very cool.
Yeah.
And the Disneyland It's a Small World, the facade of it, everything, every like 15 minutes they have a little two-minute show on the wall. I'll have to show you like a video somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's very, very Christmassy and lights, and it's really cool.
A lot of lights.
The ride through, they sort of changed it around. It's very holidays. Yeah. So they're singing holiday songs, and there's like mixed Wizards, Small World. And
so it's like Christmas around the world.
It is.
Yeah, basically.
It's cool. There's a little Hanukkah thing in there, very small.
Yeah.
And off corner.
And off in the corner. Hey, look,
Hanukkah. They represented the holiday.
But
they didn't want to upset the soul of Disney.
No
that
Festivus
bad.
Pole, though.
And
was
then
there.
We got our best dessert. We had, they have, which I have for you right now. You should grab it and actually take a bite while we talk about it. This would be like the ultimate Uber thing to do.
Really? You really want to open it?
Yes, go grab it, dude.
All right, hold on.
He's going to. Okay, so what we bought it's a Rice Krispie treat shaped like BB-8. Filled with, has a like M&M chocolate pieces in it, covered in like white, dark, or white chocolate with like some other stuff on it. Fucking delicious.
Yeah, it was great.
I think that's the only one we have. We're going to have another bite of his since we bought it.
No.
It is big enough.
It is big enough. We shared one that night.
Oh, yeah. It was enough to share.
That's what she said, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying.
That is what I said.
So, all right.
Let's see.
So you hear the wrapper?
There we go.
We just got to take a picture of this and we'll post it.
Okay. It's funny that I'm wearing a Star Wars t-shirt.
Okay, hold it up.
He's taking a photo for the people who cannot see.
Well, we'll edit that
for the audio podcast.
She likes to take.
No, you take the first bite.
Oh, I'm going to break it.
Break it off.
Yeah.
Break off a piece of that.
Break off
a
piece.
But you have to eat it like you eat a gummy bear. You just the head first.
Okay.
Or if you do the feet first.
You ready? I'm about to embark on the first bite here.
We should be.
Crunch.
Yeah.
Actually, not bad.
I told you. It's delicious.
That was really good.
It's been sitting around for a week, too.
Well, that's nothing to do with it. It's got a good expiration.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Well, because we thought it would just taste kind of bland.
I thought it would taste like fondant, and because, you know, the top is very, like, where they have the decoration of BB-8. You mm-hmm. know, like fondant from, like, cakes, which I hate.
Oh, good.
Have a bite. Come on, have a bite.
You don't want it.
I'll take a bite.
Here. Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah, they're really good.
So everyone who's, like, listening to this is hearing me munching their ears.
I know, right?
We were pleasantly surprised that it actually tasted good.
Yeah, I guess like looking at it, I've been burned too many times by decorative frosting. That it always tastes bad, but this is actually just pleasantly tastes very good.
It doesn't taste like cardboard, so it's a win.
BB-8, you're delicious.
You're cute and delicious.
Delicious.
Well,
So thumbs up on the candy. I appreciate you bringing it to me. By the way,
I should have bought another one of those.
Yeah.
We actually gave one to Justin from the Comic Book Podcast as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
That was going to be mine, but I was like, I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah. We don't need it. I'm That's nice. All right.
Taking the temptation away from you.
A little bit, because I had there enough temptation on the trip.
Give it to somebody else.
So your favorite dessert was a BB-8 treat.
Yeah.
And it's very super sweet and gives you crazy cotton mouth.
It does a little bit, doesn't it? Wow.
Drink.
It does.
Oh, no, that's not mine. Don't worry about it.
So the next morning, we actually went back a little bit early. We got back to the hotel about 11-ish, because the next morning was like early morning access.
Uh-huh.
So we tried to get there super early.
Yeah.
So we went to California Adventure first, right?
Yes.
That's the one park I didn't get to go last time.
I know. You need to go there, man. It's a lot of fun.
That's where they have all the cars
Land.
Stuff.
Yeah. Cars Land was beautifully done up for Christmas. It was cool.
Oh, yeah.
So Radiator Springs, right?
Radiator Springs Racers, which is it's an amazing ride. We've said this on the show before many times. Not a fan of cars.
No.
But I love that area of the park.
The first movie's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. Like, it's a lot better than The Good Dinosaur.
Ooh.
In my opinion.
All right.
Yeah, I don't plan on seeing Good Dinosaur.
It's not. Meh. Good Dinosaur's eh. It's not.
It's the meh dinosaur?
It's the meh dinosaur.
The meh dinosaur. Meh.
Like, it's the just okay dinosaur.
So the mediocre dinosaur.
One of my goals that morning was to go, the first thing I wanted to do, get a fast pass for Radiator Springs Racers.
Is that line, like, stupid long?
It gets stupid long.
Yeah.
Like, 70, 80, 90 minutes, just standby. Longer sometimes.
Wow. That's like the wait I had for Star Tours the first time I went.
So we got a fast pass for it, and then we rode it. We did a single rider.
You can do single rider.
So we.
So what does that mean, single rider? Just like, you riding by yourself?
Like we, most since we're a group. So when there's a group, okay. So
when you're when there's seating groups of people, so there's like, hey, there's a group of five people here.
And they want to ride together, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's one empty spot, so they'll take a single rider and say, hey, you fill that extra spot, and you get to ride now.
Oh, cool.
So is
do you single get rider usually... ride in front or anything? Or?
No, it's wherever they seat you. Single rider, usually on most of the ride, you're looking maybe like, if there's like a 2 hour wait or whatever, it's like a 15 minute wait.
Oh, cool.
But we don't get to sit together, you know?
Yeah. Not all the time. Well, you can sit in the same vehicle, but sometimes, like, Carrie will be in the front and I'll be in the back.
We did single rider again later on the ride, and we actually were in the same vehicle. I was like right behind her.
Yeah. So it's that
just,
worked out.
It's just the luck of the draw where they seat you.
Right on.
Then I went to go over to get, was this Saturday or Sunday we did that? That was Sunday.
They all messed
up. I skipped the day, yeah. So I went and got passes for both World of Colors. They had two different versions of the World of Color. Now there's a
what's World of Color?
World of Color is this, they have a really cool
I'm showing him. Sorry,
this the is a picture from the
picture of us.
Razor.
Oh yeah,
where I'm in front and you're in the back row. So
World of Color around the Paradise Pier area in California Adventure.
Yeah.
I have to show you. I got the guide map here, right here. You can actually look at it. Around the water area, they have all these. It's a water show, basically, and they shoot water up in the air and they display stuff on it. And they in the roller coaster, it gets involved with it because they broadcast stuff on that. It's really cool.
And where is this at?
It's usually
right there on the water.
Oh, I see Paradise Pier right here. Yeah, cool.
So. There's two different shows. There's the 60th anniversary and there's the Winter Dreams.
Holiday, yeah.
The holiday version.
Oh, they didn't mix it together?
No, there's two different shows. This was Sunday night. I sort of skipped the day, but somehow, right before the show started, it started to rain.
That like, sucked.
Sprinkle and shit. It was cold.
And
it was rainy.
And it was windy. It wouldn't have been so bad, but the wind just like insult to injury.
So we watched that show and we're like, fuck this. We actually went in line for Soarin' at that point because we thought, oh, most of the ride... the queue will be inside. It was not. Then we was like, okay, we were cold and we were wet. We were like, okay, we left early. We're like, screw this.
Was that the half day?
No, we were there till, you know, 10:30 at night.
Why didn't y'all just go into like a gift shop and wait it out?
We did for a little bit.
Because everybody else was in the same gift shop waiting it out.
I guess that would make sense, wouldn't it?
So let's go back to Saturday. Saturday, actually, we got back. We went back to Disneyland early in the morning because we got there. We're supposed to be there at 7 when they did early morning. We got there, tried to get in, but there was a long-ass line to get in, even to park and everything. We didn't wind up getting in until about close to 7:45. So we rushed over to Tomorrowland. We got our fast pass for Space Mountain, and we rode it.
Which is now called Hyperspace
Mountain. Hyperspace Mountain. Oh, my God. Okay, let's talk
about
this.
Star Wars Mountain.
Star Wars Space Mountain is what it is.
There you go.
So they've rethemed Space Mountain to be total Star Wars.
Yeah.
Everything from the queue line, it's all Star Wars based. It's like...
So it's like Star Wars, Star Tours Part 2.
Sort of. You're like training to be an X-Wing fighter type of deal, and then you get into your car, and then like you go into hyperspace, and then you jump out, and there's like, oh, look, a Star Destroyer is right there.
Yeah.
And you go through the whole ride, and you're fighting and shooting, and the music is blaring at you, and it's fucking amazing.
How many times did you ride it?
Three times,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
three times.
The first time we rode, we got a fast pass, and then we jumped on real quick. It was only like a 15-minute wait because the park was barely open
yet. The next morning, that's the same morning. We jumped on. There wasn't much of a ride.
And then we rode Star Tours again. Then we did Buzz Lightyear, and we did a couple other things. We were waiting for our fast pass for Space Mountain again. So we stayed in the area.
Cool.
But in the afternoon, we actually met up with Paul Berry from Windows of the Magic, and we did an episode together.
Right.
So I'm going to try to play that piece of footage, piece of audio at the end of the show.
Okay.
So what we did, what his show is, if you're a Disney fan and you like the sound, the ambiance of Disneyland, which there's a lot of.
Well, like each section has its own sound.
Exactly right. What he'll do, he'll start in the Esplanade most of the time, and they have people now that do Disney World stuff too.
Hmm.
But he'll just start walking and record and just start going. He has a really cool,
lapel mic,
a Zoom. It's a omnidirectional. It picks up, what's the word I'm looking for? It's...
Cardioid?
Well, no, it's not cardioid, but I mean, it sounds like when you're listening to it on headphones, it's surround.
Like a surround sound?
Yeah. His tagline is surround yourself with some magic on his show, so... it was very cool to meet up with him and actually get to be on an episode. We walked into Disneyland, walked down Main Street. We saw the band coming out. We followed the band back out to the front esplanade of in, right inside where the Mickey, you know, right in front of the train station.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided after we watched part of the show, we walked over to the Mark Twain because
Steamboat area,
the Steamboat.
Right?
Yeah. And we got on the Mark Twain, and I did a quick interview with him. We talked about podcasting and how he got into it and that kind of stuff. And then we got off. We had some fun, you know, finished the show. I mean, it's going to be a fun episode. I've been a big fan. He was one of the very first podcasts I ever listened to.
Yeah. So was it kind of strange being on his show?
It was very strange. Yeah. It was cool because, you know, we're podcast buddies type of deal, you know.
Right.
So... And, but I've been listening to him over for 10 years now.
Right.
He's been doing his show longer, like 2 months longer than I've been doing my shows. So him and Ricky Briganti from Inside the Magic, who doesn't really do a lot of shows anymore, but it was very surreal and very cool to actually, because I've been listening to the show for so long.
Yeah.
And actually to be a part of it. I hope I didn't make myself sound like an idiot. But
I haven't listened to it.
We talked about the trip and, you know, what we've done and that kind of stuff, and did a quick interview with him and just let the reason I wanted to do the Mark Twain is because a lot of that area is going to go away soon.
Really? Why?
Starting in January, they're cutting away most of that backstage area where right behind Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, where there's
right.
Big Thunder Ranch.
That's where I had lunch last time I went there.
Yes, the Mexican restaurant?
No, it was like a...
Oh, the barbecue place?
I think it was a barbecue place.
Okay, yeah, that's going.
Really?
All that area is going to be turned into Star Wars land.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it's going for a good cause.
And they're taking away about half of the Rivers of America, so we decided to ride one last time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's
going... Was it a little bittersweet for you?
It was cool. I mean, Star Wars land is coming, so...
Yeah, this is like, fuck it, I'm going to have Star Wars.
It's like...
A lot
we're
of Disneyland
Star Wars land. Come on.
Traditionalists are upset about it, but, you know.
Suck it. We're getting Star Wars land.
Well, they're
land.
A little bit they're okay. Landlocked to a certain degree over there in Disney, so I get it.
There's not much room there at all.
Yeah.
No, exactly.
So, yeah, I'm pulling up the map right now. So all this area, they don't even show it on the map, really. All this area back here from like here to here and all this, which is backstage area, is going to be turned into Star Wars land.
You know, people can't see what you're pointing
Star Wars
at.
Land.
I'm pointing it to you. I know. But
pointing it at you,
which is weird because there's still Star Tours is in Tomorrowland, which is a totally different part of the park.
So basically, you're saying for people who have a map or we can see a map anywhere between Critter County and Mickey's Toontown, all that back area.
Yeah, all that area. And they're moving all the backstage area across the street.
Isn't that where
somewhere.
Rivers of America is where Pirates is, right?
No. Pirates is in a...
New Orleans land.
New Orleans Square, yeah.
Oh, nice.
On the other side of the
river. Nolens Square.
Nolens Square. So, yeah. That was a lot of fun to do that. What else did we do that day?
But they have a big railroad track. Are they going to get rid of the railroad track, too?
Yeah, They're going to reroute
the railroad track.
So all this stuff is closing down in January sometime.
Nice.
So we got in under the wire, though.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, yeah, a lot of stuff is going to be changed there very, very soon.
Well, like I said, I'm getting Star Wars land out of it.
We're going to Star Wars land when it opens. I'm telling you.
I'm pretty sure I am.
Yeah, we're going.
Should we go to Disneyland or should we go to Disney World? Because apparently they're building both parks.
Right. Whichever one opens first is when I'm going.
I'm sure they're going to open at the same time.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they will. Financially, it would make sense for them to do that.
I think Disneyland will open first because they're putting more effort into that right now.
Okay. I guess they also need to revitalize Disneyland a little bit more than Disney World because they get more attraction to Disney World than Disneyland, don't they?
No, not apparently not.
Well,
I mean, Saturday was fucking crazy busy.
Well, but I thought you had said the part of it is Disneyland is older and they built it 60 years ago.
Well, yeah, it's been 60 years now.
And there's the aisles or lanes, whatever you want to call it, are so narrow.
Yeah, the passageways are definitely a lot more narrow. I don't think they were expecting that many people.
No, I mean,
they weren't, you know, they...
How many people were thinking when they're building something, well, 60 years later?
Well, I'm just saying...
So when they built the Magic Kingdom, they knew their mistake, so they made stuff... Everything was... It's wider. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, and also, I think them building Star Wars Land will help, like, revitalize the park.
Yeah.
Oh, it will.
Yeah.
They weren't thinking about all the wheelchairs and the strollers that'll be hitting your...
Holy crap.
And the motorized...
hitting you in the back of the leg.
That area right in front of It's a Small World, which is stroller parking.
Ugh.
It's like...
It's so narrow.
It's so fucking narrow in that area. It's so tight and compact. And there's like 2,000 strollers in that area.
It's like, yeah, it's like four or five fucking deep parked and everywhere. Then like 20 down. So it's like, yeah. It's
crazy.
Half you also rode a Haunted Mansion on y'all's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they have the holiday.
So they have.
Did you enjoy the holiday? I know you said definitely. You've seen it before, but it's been a long time since you've seen
it. It's slightly different because a special attraction came back, correct?
Well, yeah. So the last time we saw the Haunted Mansion holiday is when we went like 13 years ago or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it has changed since then. So what they do at Haunted Mansion, which is, of course, one of my favorite attractions of all time, is they do a Haunted Man, they do a Nightmare Before Christmas yeah. overlay through the whole thing.
Which I think it looks odd. Last time, well, that was my first
experience of it,
exposure
yeah.
to Haunted Mansion, so that's all I know.
So even,
sponsored by Hot Topic.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like that too, actually.
Yeah. It's true. So you get into the elevators, usually where they have the, you know, the normal paintings that move, that
yeah.
change, the stretches.
The stretching yeah, yeah. portrait room. It's all different now. And then they actually had a really cool... like a digital display of like Jack looking into and, you know, I don't know if they had that when you were there last
year. I think
year.
They did. I remember that.
That wasn't there last time I was there, of course, but.
Yeah.
I just remember it being very enjoyable and I had a lot of fun on that.
And I was so cool when you're walking into the first hallway, which my complaint about the California version of Haunted Mansion, it's like a cattle call. You got it? Because like Florida, it's like, as soon as you get the elevator, it's like, okay, it's compressed down. So you have like a...
I thought it was the same.
I don't think so. It's like you get into this room and everybody like out of the elevators at one time and everybody like trying to get to the front before everybody else. And it's like...
Last time when I did it, they kind of guided us one by one to go walk into the room and stuff like that. And then once so many were in the room, they kind of closed the door.
Well, I'm talking about after the elevator part.
When the elevator doors open, then when you go open, towards like, the...
Yeah, even then, they still buggies. Had people guiding
okay. Doom buggies. They didn't have it for us then.
They had a cool... In that first area where they had these portraits on your right-hand side...
Mm-hmm.
That change when the lightning strikes and all that kind right. of stuff.
I remember that.
Did you see the Zero crossing across?
That was cute.
That was very cool.
I was kind of amazed at how they did some of that stuff.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. I love everything about that was very awesome.
Hmm.
Then, you know, right when you board your Doom Buggy, they have like this whole display of like animatronics and stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And man, okay, the Hatbox Ghost. I was so excited to see that, and I'm glad they didn't take it away.
They brought it back just for this year, though, right?
Yeah, it came back for the 60s, and people were like wondering, okay, is it going to go away just because of the Haunted Mansion holiday? They figured out a way to keep it. They put like a Santa hat on or something. So he was there.
I don't remember if I saw him last year.
He wasn't there last year. Do you remember the scene in the the bride was taken away?
Yeah.
But the scene in the attic where all the presents are. And there's an area right off to the right before you go to the room with all the dining room area.
Is it before you go into the big dancing ballroom?
Yes.
Okay.
It's right in the right. That's where he is.
Okay.
It's like right outside the attic and on to the right-hand side.
And I don't remember seeing
He wasn't there. He just opened up probably in May this year.
Nice.
So, I mean, they brought him.
More of a reason for me to go back and see it.
Yes. The Hatbox Ghost was we've talked about this on the show before, was an original Haunted Mansion character.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't ever really work right, so they took him out only after a few months. And he's always been like this mystery thing, and they started making, you know, merchandise for him, and he started getting popular. So at D23 later, you know, they had like a animatronic they were working on, and they brought him in and they redid him, and he's pretty awesome.
Cool.
Because like it's like cool. He has like his head, right? It'll like transform into like the hat box that he's actually carrying.
Right. I saw the picture like that
yeah,
over there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Super cool. So what else with your, what other favorite things did you have during this trip?
Well, you know, you're still talking about the Haunted Mansion. The one thing I always like to do when I go on that ride and multiple rides is I try to look at, because you always look at something, oh, like the Hatbox Ghost or Jack. I always try to look at a different piece to like catch something new. Like when you watch a movie for the second or third time, like, oh, I missed that. Yeah. Oh, hey, that dude pops up from, you know. I think
that's the thing about Haunted Mansion is like there's so much to take in. You always are going to miss something.
Always finding something
around.
New. Yeah. You're always. Yeah. Even me.
Look at the poor emaciated dog. I feel sad now. You know, give him a cheeseburger. You know,
What other favorite rides did you have during this?
Well, you know, I did not dislike the Small World ride because I usually don't like it. I always call it
but I didn't hate it.
I always call it schizophrenic ride. I know that's so wrong to say, but you know, that but it was definitely more entertaining.
Being stuck on that ride for hours and hours.
How long is that ride?
Oh,
There's a guy that sued Disney because he got stuck on the Haunted Man. I mean, It's a Small World, and the song was playing over and over and over and over.
Tortured him. That's tortured him. That is torture.
And I believe, didn't they kind of make fun of that on Hollywood Babylon?
They did make fun of him on Hollywood Babylon.
Like a year or two ago. Yeah. It was funny.
Did y'all get a chance to see Hollywood Babylon?
No, it wasn't playing that week. No, we didn't. It was the week after. It was like this past weekend.
Damn, that sucks. I remember you were talking about you wanted to go to that.
Yeah. So what else was your favorite part?
Well, I was going to say they transformed... was it the one right? I'm blanking on the name. To the Star Wars. And you should not go on
Space
it.
Mountain.
Space Mountain. Thank you. Because it was, I've ridden a couple times and it kind of is like, meh, it's kind of boring. But now that they put the Star Wars into it, it's definitely like 1,000 times more entertaining.
And Star Tours had the new Jakku.
Jakku.
That's right.
That's right. It did. It was my foray into.
How many times did you ride Star Tours? Three, you said?
About three or four.
I think we did three or four.
Did y'all get different things every time?
So what they do, usually it's different, like, okay, you know, the three different scenes in the ride, right? Mm-hmm. Your first scene is always either going to get Darth Vader or just the Stormtroopers.
Yeah.
And then your second one, during now, it's all, they said for a while, it's all going to be Jakku.
Yeah.
Well, it's for the new movie.
And then BB-8 comes in and gives you like a little thing.
Yeah.
And,
nice.
And then you go to your third part, which is all random. We actually got the Boba Fett section
that was cool.
At one point.
What else did you get?
We got Naboo.
Right, Naboo.
Okay. We went to Naboo on one of them because we got the, we went underwater.
Yes, that's right. That was cool.
Okay. Had all the little Jar Jar character guys.
Yeah.
I don't remember which other one we did. I know the Boba Fett one where you're being chased by the Slave One.
So that was cool.
But you're on the Jakku template where you're riding through the... where you're going through the down Death Star, not Death Star,
the Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer?
Yeah, the down
Death
Star.
Yeah, so the Slave One's chasing you through that?
No, that's the second. That's the second section.
Oh, okay.
The Jakku section is the same every time. It's cool. There's one point when you're going through like the Star Destroyer, you get stopped by like these like scavengers characters, which I thought we're going to be in the movie or something, but they sort of stop the vehicle. And you sort of go to like a 45 degree angle to the right, so you're sort of like hanging off, and it's like it lasts for a while.
For an extended period of time.
It lasts for like a good 15-20 seconds. You're just like, right, leaning on the person right next to you because your the car is like at an angle, you know.
Right.
Like, do I need to drink some V8 or something? What's going on? Come on.
Right. That was cool. I mean, Star Tours, it's fun. They have the same. If you go to Florida, it's the same thing right now too. So
cool.
I don't know. I just had a great time.
That's what vacations are all about, man.
Yeah. Ate a lot.
That's another thing about vacations,
too. We didn't eat a lot. It's just the things we ate there weren't the same type of things we normally eat. We're a little more healthier than we were. But that's anybody on vacation. They eat a little less healthy.
Okay, I found my most favorite thing in the world. It's chocolate.
BB-8 candy.
Besides the BB-8.
Besides BB-8,
chocolate-covered pineapple spears.
Oh, yes. That was awesome.
Holy crap. Pineapple spears. Big chunks of, like, pineapple spears.
Yeah.
Completely
dipped in chocolate.
Dipped in chocolate.
It gets
hardened and they do little designs on it. You liked my hardened pineapple, didn't you?
Was it like frozen treat or?
It wasn't really frozen. It's just, you know, when the chocolate dries, it gets hard, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Does it?
We're classy as bitches, aren't we?
No, we're not.
we're not below lowbrow comedy.
I'm the worst part about my Disneyland trip was coming home.
That was the worst part?
That was the worst part. Besides the crowd.
Were you a little teary-eyed leaving Disneyland?
If you're a Disney... This is going to sound really geeky. If you're a Disney fan, a Disney nerd like I am and a lot of people that probably listening are, the couple days after you leave a Disney vacation, you sort of get...
Disney
depressed
blues?
A little bit.
It's
the blues.
Disney blues.
Well,
something.
You know what it is? Is you're all hyped up on like all the sensory stuff.
And sugar.
And it's like you're literally like
you start reminiscing about
you're getting Disney drugs, basically.
Yeah.
And then when you're not getting Disney drugs anymore,
you come down.
You come down hard.
You're like, we were on Star Tours this time yesterday.
Yeah.
We were eating lunch.
To be honest with you, last time I went, I did not want to leave. That's why I did not leave till like 2 a.m. I'm still to this day I can't remember a time where I went to a theme park and I was that happy.
That's yeah,
great.
And it really is like fucking joy when you're
the
there.
The happiest place on earth.
So the
last day we went back was Monday, right? We tried to get there as early as possible. We got there when they opened.
Yeah.
We got our fast pass for Space Mountain. Then we rushed to the other side of the park. We walked on to Indiana Jones. We walked on.
My favorite ride.
What else did we walk on? We walked on to. I did Splash Mountain, which is like 40 degrees outside. I was like, I'm going to do Splash Mountain.
Fuck but it, you didn't get wet, though.
I barely got wet. I mean, it was. Yeah. I got moist.
Moist.
There was like no line. I like walked through the whole queue and right up to the front. You're like, do you want to ride in the middle? You get less wet. I'm like, yeah, sounds good.
Anyone up in front of you?
No. I was like, I had a whole log.
Everyone is like, yeah, it's 40 degrees outside. I don't want to ride.
I had a log all to myself, which is great.
Yeah, you're riding that log.
I rode that log all by myself, and I enjoyed the hell out of it.
You got your Dole Whip on.
Got my Dole Whip.
Some point in time.
Yeah. Got a couple Dole Whips. Got a Dole Whip float with pineapple juice.
Yeah, you really like pineapple.
I do.
Yes, he does.
Never mind. I'm not going to go there.
I don't know if it makes it taste sweeter. Sweeter, there you're going.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah, she showed me the pineapple chocolate thing.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate covered. Yeah.
Not your pineapple chocolate.
Not my chocolate covered pineapple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, at one point in time, we did go to California Adventure. Did a couple things there again.
Yep.
Park Top, which is really nice about the Park Hopper Pass.
It's so close, you know. I wish you had done that when you were there last year.
I wanted to, but the time did not allow it. Yeah. I had to pick and choose, and right. I wanted to go with the main original park. I do plan on going back, and I do want to go back when it's like not high season so I can do more things. And
definitely.
So this was our trip wrap-up, basically.
Word.
Word.
To your mothers, or word to Mickey.
Word to Mickey. That's right. We have a lot more topics to get into once the holidays are over. There's a lot of...
Back things. In the new year, I suppose.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we've missed that I still want to talk about because we talked about Star Wars and we talked about this trip. But the one thing I did want to mention, I did get my new loot crate this month.
Yeah?
I'm actually really happy with it, finally.
As opposed to the other ones?
Sort of meh.
Meh?
Okay, so...
Don't worry, I don't think Loot Crate's ever going to sponsor the show, so I think we can say what we want.
Okay,
well, Loot Crate's trying to satisfy people of different geekdoms.
I like Loot Crate. I know people there, so they're good people.
Yeah. No, they're awesome. Don't get me wrong.
But okay,
you're not
so this
gonna
month,
like everything that they have.
It came with a really cool Halo 5 like tin.
Yeah.
I don't know what would you exactly call it.
It's like a lunchbox.
It's like a lunchbox tin? Style tin. Yeah.
Or a toy box.
Or you can put your weed in there.
Or your weed box, yeah.
Actually, I got
some
toys in there.
Thank you, Rob Schneider.
It kind of looks like if you were playing like a gun magazine, it's something that would hold like ammo.
There you go. Yeah. It also came with a pair of BB-8 socks.
Which you're never going to wear.
Maybe. It came with a patch from Galaxy Quest, which is very cool.
Yeah.
And it came with a Loot Crate exclusive Han Solo snow gear.
The coolest thing.
Snow gear?
Yeah, from the new movie when they were
like going. A jacket?
Yeah.
It came with a jacket?
Well, the Funko Pop figure where he's wearing the jacket.
It came with a jacket.
No, not a real jacket.
Dude, that's amazing.
Right.
That's like $200.
Right. Actually worn by Han Solo. No.
Screen used.
That would be crazy. That would be awesome as like the ultimate.
One thing we did not mention about the Star Wars Lightland, let's call it that, Tomorrowland, was this is all Season of the Force was what they're calling it, right?
Yeah.
They had food and they had popcorn buckets and everything themed to Star Wars, but they the area that what is it called? Like they had upstairs where all the Marvel stuff was called Marvel HQ now.
Oh, where they have the Captain America
Heroes
museum HQ. Area and then the Iron Man.
Now they have
stuff.
A Spider-Man meet and greet.
Oh, they have a Spider-Man thing.
But
now.
Downstairs it's all Star Wars now.
Oh, they got rid of the Homes of Tomorrow?
Yes, they did. So there's a meet and greet with Chewbacca and a meet and greet with Darth Vader. We did the Chewbacca meet and greet.
I think I saw some pictures of you guys doing that.
Yeah, there's okay, this was sort of disappointing. The rest of it, there's a gift shop, of course, with expensive collectible shit. But the actual stuff that they have in like displays there, apparently it's all replica.
Oh,
it's not screen used.
It's not screen stuff.
That really disappointed me.
Well, I don't think any of the Iron Man suits upstairs, they're all replicas too.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
but he's a Star Wars fanboy, so therefore he was disappointed.
But if you're going to have a Star Wars display, you should at least have like screen-used stuff. You know?
Well,
I mean?
The Children's Museum, a couple years ago,
I remember that.
Had real screen-used Star Wars
stuff.
What
was the Children's Museum? It was like a traveling exhibit, wasn't it?
It was the Texas Children's Museum here in Houston.
Okay.
And it was, I think it was like 3 years ago, and it was like all the like replica the model scale models that they yeah. had for the original Star Wars, and like they had the real speeder that was screen tested and or used on screen.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I have a fuckload of pictures of that on my Facebook page. I think that was like 2-3 years ago.
Awesome.
So maybe that stuff is traveling. Maybe that's why it's not at Disneyland.
Maybe there's ready people getting their grubby hands on, all over.
Or that too.
So that wraps up our trip report. I mean, we had a blast.
Yeah.
Sounds like I had a good time. I really wish I could have gone, but financially I could not have gone this year. But I do plan on going on off season, hopefully, if I can.
I'll go back. Let me know and I'll go back with you.
Okay.
we can make a weekend trip out of it.
Seriously. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Road trip.
I will just go for 4 days. That's all I really plan on going for anyway.
I'll give you the grand tour.
Okay.
Grand circle tour.
What would be like a good off season to go? Like February?
Probably February, March.
Yeah, like early February or mid February.
October is pretty good.
I'm not gonna wait till October. I want to go sometime in the next year.
Well, February's like 2 months away.
Yeah, so I'm saying
in the next six months.
All right, we'll plan something out. Okay. I'll go with you.
We'll discuss this off air, but this is plans in the making.
Here. Might be a live episode coming from Disneyland soon. I don't know.
Periscope. All right.
I don't mind. I will take.
I would have done a lot more periscoping if my phone didn't break on this trip.
Man, you need to like put Apple on blast so they get you a new phone.
It's
not
Apple, it's AT&T.
Oh, AT&T.
Yeah. I just tweet them out and go, what the fuck y'all doing? Give me
WTF AT&T.
Give me bad customer service.
Did they really?
I'm not getting into it. We're not going there.
He doesn't want to go on a nerd rage on AT&T.
Spent 4 hours fighting with them today in different stores, so we're not going there. But thanks for tuning in to our Disneyland and our Las Vegas trip report. We'll be back after the holidays, I think. This will be our last episode of the year.
Yeah, for the whole year, right?
For the whole year.
Yeah, for the rest of the 2 weeks of the year.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And we'll come back beginning of the year. I'm going to try to get some cool guests on, and we have a lot more topics that have come out recently we haven't even discussed yet, so we'll get into that stuff.
And plus a lot of movies coming out soon, man. Very soon.
We got to see Hateful Eight when it comes out.
I really want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm a big Tarantino fan.
Me too. So let's wrap it up. B.
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 G.
G. Wrap it up, G. Thanks for tuning in. Let's everybody talk about it. Let's talk about a sponsor real quick. So if you're looking for a great pair of headphones and you're looking to save money, you can go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code MetalGeeks. You're going to save how much?
33%.
That's a third, a whole third
of your order.
Of your order.
And then free shippings.
There's no shippings?
Free shippings.
Free shippings.
Yeah.
Free shipping. You get a lifetime guarantee. That's correct. A lifetime guarantee. These suckers will last longer than you do.
Well, and also they got really good customer service. So in case anything was to happen to your awesome headphones,
Miguel from the Comical Podcast bought a pair and they actually did break. And he had a new pair in like 3 days.
Right.
Great. Great customer service, unlike AT&T. So, of course, you can find us all over the internet at metalgeeks.net. It's the best place to find us. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all at MetalGeeks.
Social medias.
Also find our sister metal show at MSRcast, which we will have a new episode of that very, very soon.
After the new year?
Maybe even before the new year. Maybe even before Christmas.
What? Pause.
He's been talking so much.
My mouth is dry.
It's the BB-8.
BB-8.
Yeah, it's the BB-8.
BB-8 got me in his mouth dry.
So, where can people... Where can people find us on all of our networks? Do you remember?
I don't know. I can tell you maybe a couple off of
Okay, let's go for it.
The ESO podcast.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oltness.
Oltness.com.
Yeah, and then Nerdbong.
Nerdbong.
Space something.
No.
No, not even close.
Houston Nerdcasting Collective.
There's one of them. And there's a whole bunch of others.
Pod Bros. And the Blast Syndicate.
That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a very cool one started by our good friends. It's all a heavy metal based, you know, internet podcast. Very cool.
Yay.
And
I love metal.
Also, be sure to subscribe and on iTunes, give us a little heads up. You know, tell us what you think about the show. Rate us.
Subscribe, share it with all your that friends. Good stuff. We want to build the Metal Geek Society up. We want to be like the Empire. We want to have that scene like an Empire where we're standing in front of
Just minus all the Nazism and the hail stormtroopers and
the stormtrooper that can't shoot.
No, they were actually pretty good shots this time around.
Yeah, they're right.
They had a little more practice.
And
they didn't bump into any doors either.
That's true.
I was waiting for that. Seriously, I was.
Awesome. That would have been a great tribute. Awesome.
Yes. Callback.
Also, a thing we didn't talk about last episode that I kind of want to touch on, the lightsaber fight between the stormtrooper and Finn.
Yes.
Totally blew my mind. I was like, what the fuck?
Damn, I want to go see it again. Can we go tomorrow now?
I'm going
tomorrow if you want to come.
If not Christmas morning.
What time are y'all going?
I think our show is at noon, but I'm all the way at Silverado.
I got to work, so.
Maybe Christmas morning. Sorry, Santa, we're going to go see Star Wars.
That's right.
I think Santa would understand.
Santa would understand. Understand.
It's like Christmas what?
fuck that. Star Wars is out. That's right. So thanks for tuning in, and last thing.
As always.
Keep it metal.
And keep it geeky.
And one last thing now.
Uh-oh.
May the Force be with you.
And with you too.
Did they ever say that in the movie?
I think they did.
I don't remember. Not well.
Carrie Fisher. She did. I believe. At the end. No. To Rey, she said that.
She did.
At the end.
I'm gonna totally watch.
Yeah,
it.
Leia said to Rey.
That's when Kim cried.
I'll watch it and tell you if that really happened.
All right. Thanks for tuning in again.
More of a reason to go see it again.
That's right.
Later.
Bye.
Engine room.
Mark Twain. Ooh, look, the world is moving. So you said you wanted to chat with me for use on your show?
Sure, we can do that.
All right. Window to the Magic listeners, you're going to get kind of a little look here into part of an episode that Carrie is doing on his... Which show is this going to go on?
This will be for the Metal Geeks Podcast.
Metal Geeks Podcast, okay.
Metalgeeks.net is the place to find that.
There you go. Okay.
There's a whole sea of orange people right there. All in orange shirts.
I see that. Aren't you glad you're not down there?
I am very glad.
Okay.
So you want to go ahead and just do it?
Yep.
All right, so welcome everyone to the Metal Geeks Podcast live from Disneyland. We are on the Mark Twain Riverboat on the Rivers of America. You can hear it behind us. I am one of your hosts. I am Carrie the Metal Geek, and I have with me one of my good friends, Paul Berry from Windows of the Magic.
I am here.
Thank you, sir. Disneyland is one of my favorite places. I know it's one of yours.
I've been here once or twice.
Once or twice, yeah. So, your ultimate, what is your top thing to do here in the park?
We're doing it.
You're doing it?
Not the Mark Twain, but just hanging out with friends.
There you go.
Disneyland has always been about friends and family, bringing them together and having them have a good time together. And, it's always been that, but even more now, since we're so into our phones and all that other stuff, a place where people can come together and just have a good time and not stare at a screen. That's.
I saw somebody on the Casey Jr. train earlier today on his phone the whole time. I'm like, dude, just look around.
Yep.
I mean, it's one thing if you're filming something for a minute, but put it down. Put it in your pocket. Have fun.
Right.
So one of the reasons I first started podcasting was there was two people. One was Ricky Briganti, and the other one was you.
Ah, very nice.
So you really inspired me to actually become a podcaster, and it was only a few months into your show, but you can hear that right there. And it inspired me really to start my own heavy metal show. It was like... I did a fanzine back in the day, which people that know the show know that we did Mainstream Resistance back in the day, which is where MSRcast came from. Oh, look, Shade. I like that.
Yes.
So what first inspired you to get into podcasting when nobody even knew what it was back in the day?
Oddly enough, it was Disneyland's official podcast itself that it really inspired me. I was coming down here to film a DVD of the 50th anniversary stuff, and I heard Michael Gohagan's official Disneyland podcast, and as I was coming down the Highway 5 on the way here, I was listening to these shows. I'm like, this is a great idea. And I can hear Disneyland in the background. I wish these guys had stopped talking so that I could hear Disneyland. And so I thought, wait a second, I could do that. And so when I started Wind Over the Magic, it started as where I would just walk around and not talk. Now we do pretty much the same thing that Michael Gohagan was doing, talk to people throughout the whole show, and people can hear Disneyland in the background.
Which is great to me because I do morning walks every day and I listen to your show, and it really makes you feel like you really are there.
Yep, and I really am there.
Well, so yeah, when you're there, you're recording it, you really are. But for a lot of people that don't live close or, you know, can't get there all the time, it really helps fill that gap.
And another thing that I'm getting in emails and things a lot recently is because of the new hikes in the annual pass holder pricing. Annual passes are now so expensive that a lot of people can no longer afford them. And so they will count on Window to the Magic to get them through and to fill the void between visits.
So are they raising the price because it's so crowded now?
Say that again?
Do you think they're raising the price because it's just so crowded now?
No, I think they're raising the price for two reasons. One, because Star Wars Land is coming.
That's true.
And also, yes, because of the crowding. But I think it's a multi-layered situation.
So let's get into some geeky topics while we're here.
Sure.
I know you don't watch a lot of movies, but what's the last movie that you saw?
Repo, the Genetic Opera.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yes, you're familiar with that
one? I am.
Okay,
they do, in Houston, at a lot of the cons, they do like a shadow casting of that.
That was exactly what we went to, was
really?
A shadow cast in Santa Ana.
Very cool.
Yeah. And before that was Rocky Horror Picture Show. Same place, same thing.
Yeah?
Yep.
What about any real movies? Any
current
stuff?
No.
You going to see Star Wars?
You know, I don't have a ticket yet.
No?
Nope. Although I do have a young lady who suggested the other day that maybe we go out on a date and go see it. So we'll see.
So the hype wagon hasn't hit you full steam yet?
Yeah. I'm excited about it. I don't know. It's one of those things.
Yeah, it's coming out, what, next week?
From the time of this recording, it's next Friday.
Wow, very soon.
Yeah, it's raining. Let it snow, let it snow.
So what do you geek out on besides Disneyland?
Of all things, the symphony. I'm a big attender of the symphony. I'm a season ticket holder. So I go and do that a lot. It's kind of the opposite of what you do. You go and listen to really loud music, and I go and listen to really quiet music.
I've been to some symphonies. They're pretty loud.
Some of them can be. But, you know, for the most part, my life is hanging out with friends and, you know, doing my day job, obviously. I've been working for AT&T for 27 years. But Disney, podcasting, and the symphony.
I'm getting older, so I don't go to a lot of concerts anymore.
Uh-huh.
It has to be a band that I really, really enjoy or haven't seen in a long time or ever.
So okay.
Back when I was younger, I used to go to like every show just because it was in the metal scene. You're sort of expected to, you know what I mean?
Right.
But which is annoying. So do you watch TV or any of that kind of thing?
Up until just recently, I didn't even have a TV.
Really?
Yep.
I'll look at the little...
Yep. Oh, yeah, and while we're here, this whole area here, all of this, is going to be Star Wars Land.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to cut all the way across here. So they're going to move the train from over there to over here. So it'll come out of the back over there and hang a hard right.
Okay.
And then it'll cut right through here. Wow. So all of this is going to be backstage.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's inevitable, I think.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So what is your real opinion on the Star Wars land coming here?
I'm going to have to wait. I mean, I like when they do new stuff. And it could be fun. I just hope it's more than just a couple of rides. I hope that it's something that has rewritability.
Right.
So, because it'll be a real bummer if it's, you know, this huge area that you go into once and then you're like, okay, well, that's it. So we'll see.
You know, like what they've done at Tomorrowland right now, if you don't know, they have Season of the Force going on. And it was crazy, crazy busy earlier today. It was, you couldn't even really get around. It was so busy.
Right.
And I definitely expect that to happen when Star Wars Land opened up for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be taking part in the annual pass holder previews if I can.
Yeah.
And, you know, that sort of thing. But, yeah, that's going to be busy.
That'll probably be my next visit back to the parks when that opens up in a couple years.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to do it like in a like segment or in, open everything at one time?
I think it'll open all at once.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yes.
So if you're listening to my show, let everybody know where they can find your show and what you talk about.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Window to the Magic is available online at windowtothemagic.com. You can find us on Twitter at WTTM. We're on Facebook. We're on Meerkat. And it looks like our boat is coming to a stop here. But yeah, if you just put in Window to the Magic, you'll find us pretty much anywhere.
So Meerkat, not Periscope?
No, I'm a Meerkat supporter. Always have been.
Very cool. And look at those guys right there. They're getting a workout.
Yes.
You did that a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
I did.
How was it?
It was a good exercise. Yeah, we had always been talking about wanting, because I walk in the park for exercise, and my friend Amy is always talking about how she wants to add the canoes in as an upper body workout. And
that'll do it.
Yeah. So
there was a lady that you ran into right at the beginning when you got to the in line. She says she's there like, how many times per day or something?
Oh, she just rides it all day long.
All day.
Yeah.
Working out.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, you are listening and you're caught up. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
The ambiance, the music and the sounds, everything, it's amazing.
Yep. Won't be here for much longer.
So how long will the river be out of commission?
A year.
A year? Wow. When did that start?
January 11th.
Oh, that's soon. Super soon.
Yep. 1/1/16. So if you want to come out and see this stuff, you got to be here on the 10th or before.
That's right.
This is quite the wait. I wonder what the delay is. Oh, this sounds like we're going to move again. Ding, ding.
That's Pirate's Lair, Tom Sawyer Island off the starboard side.
Is it?
I tell you, if there was one thing
was.
Young Tom always said he wanted to be, it was a pirate. You should just go back.
Yep, so we're coming up on the end of the ride here. Fairly quickly. Oh.
that's actually in commission here?
Started with the park, I believe.
Is it original?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, the Columbia was added later, but I believe the Mark Twain was, if it was an opening day, it was darn close.
And they're getting rid of some of the Pirate Cove at Tom Sawyer as well, right?
Well, yeah, because from the back of the ship there, you can see everything from back there is not guest accessible. So if they just cut it there, then they're not really losing anything that we're aware of. Now that's all backstage area for Fantasmic now, and then the back half or the back portion of the island was never guest accessible.
Right. So Fantasmic is going to be out of commission as well for a while.
Yep.
Very interesting.
And they'll finally take out the mine train through Nature's Wonderland tracks here.
I didn't even know the track still remained, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
That is very cool. The metal is not the only thing I geek out on.
The next in a riverboat, you may find that the stairway to the right side and the back of the boat provide easier passage. We hope you enjoy your voyage.
Yeah, throw it in reverse.
And that you'll visit us again real soon.
There you go.
Engine room. Approach ready in 1/4 steam. Man the bow line. All passengers, stand by to go ashore.
Pretty amazing how much power that wheel has.
Oh yeah. Much tonnage is on this boat right now?
Right.
Wanna do that, Rick? That'll help you.
All right. So that is the end of our ride on the Mark Twain. And I assume that's the end of the interview.
Yes, sir. That's the end.
All right. So we will drop down back into the park here, and I will end the show once we get down there. And I'm going to go get something to eat and see a friend of mine.
Sounds like a plan.
I haven't seen him in years, so it's going to be good to see him. My friend Adam Sanchez, his new wife, Amy, and their little baby are in the park. It's her first trip.
Oh, very cool.
So, yeah. So, all right, let's head down. I like how they come in here with a Sharpie.
Yeah, it's a Sharpie, huh?
Yep. I'll end the show here and we'll wait for her to find us. So with that, I would like to thank you all for listening to A Window to the Magic as we continue our 11th season of bringing you the best audio adventures from throughout the wonderful world of Disney. As we end the show, I'd like to thank Carrie and his wife, Kim, for joining me on the show.
Thank you for having us. It was a great adventure in Disney Geekery.
There you go. And I would like to thank you guys for supporting Window to the Magic. If you're not a recurring supporter and you enjoy what you're hearing, please visit windowtothemagic.com and sign up for a small recurring support donation. A little bit from you, added with everybody else, helps out an awful lot. And thanks in advance. We always appreciate your feedback, so be sure to email or call us soon. Email us at podcast@windowtothemagic.com. You can call us at 307-GET-WTTM. You can add us as your friend on Facebook. You can follow us on Meerkat. And, just look anywhere. Anywhere for Window to the Magic.
Google.
Yeah, Google. Yes, it's your friend. And check out the Metal Geeks podcast as well.
MetalGeeks.net. And like you said, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those places at Metal Geeks.
There you go. So thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show. Join us again next week or next time or next month, whenever it happens to be. We'll be back at Disneyland and something cool will be happening. You know it will. But for now, this has been a Window to the Magic, the ultimate Disney audio adventure. And I will see you next time.
Keep it geeky.
Okay.
Now I know how the magic happens.
Hey, Geekazords. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.